Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center, 106 Scott Street in Boomer, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a club member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
Net Control, could you please check in Kilo 4 Whiskey Japan Echo Susan? I'm in South Carolina. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. And I also would like to check in Kilo Victor 4 Japan Echo Duncan. And we're both in 6 Mile, and we're hoping that you all stay safe up there with the storm. Good evening to you and everyone on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, I'm trying to see if I got your first call sign there. Hang on, let me just jump into the Echolink station. Maybe I can see it right there. Save us all a bunch of trouble here. So you are KK4WJE. That's right. Didn't get the last two letters. And you're also checking in KK4JED. Or is that KV4? I didn't copy that. But go ahead and let me know if I got that right. And tell me what's going on over there.
Yes, Net Control. The second call sign is Kilo Victor 4 Japan Echo. Kilo Victor 4 Japan Echo. Over.
Roger that. Well, thank you for checking in tonight. And we don't expect too much snow up here in this part of the state. A little bit. They're getting it more out east and to the south there, down by the city. We're a little more up in the north and central part of the state. So usually we are the ones getting it. So it's a little role reversal. So we're kind of chuckling about that a little bit. But thank you for checking in, and you guys have a good evening there. And we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other Echolink stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N5AOW, good evening, Jeff. See, I thought George would beat me to it.
WA to you, good evening.
All right, there's two to start with. We'll start with N5AOW. Bill, good evening. Sounds like you did beat George. So what's going on tonight?
I got kind of a chuckle out of that, Jeff, and 5AOW, Friday. Pardon me. I swallowed wrong a little bit ago, so I'm kind of hoarse a little bit. It went down the wrong way. But anyway, kind of a calm day today. Get out, did a couple of things. Went to Boomville, got some errands done, and came back. Well, I'll tell you what, that road's still a little slick between the blinker light and 28 and Boonville, you know, out by the traffic light there. A couple areas there are really, if you don't watch it, you're going to go on a toolies. But anyway, it was a good day. I got a couple of odds and ends done. Nothing worthwhile mentioning, but the accomplishment was there anyway, and I got a little exercise in the process. So with that, I'll let's see what it was. Let me give you a report on the temperature. I believe it was 6 degrees, maybe a little. Well, it was late when I got up. I think it probably was on the rise, but it was 6 degrees at that point. No, I take that back. It was -6 this morning, and then increased. It came up. But anyway, I think it probably got to 24, maybe 24 and a half, something like that. So that was about all we had for rise in temperature, and not a whole lot of sun. A little glimpse of it every once in a while, but mostly a little bit of light dusting of snow, and that was it occasionally. So I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, in 5AOW.
All right, Bill. I think when I looked at the thermometer this morning, it was -10 here at one point, and it was cold. And the pellet stove had run out of pellets, and I didn't think of topping it off last night like I should have. And it was a little chilly. I went down and loaded it up and took care of that. But yeah, definitely one of the cooler ones we've had in a little bit. But well, it's that time of year. All right, thanks, Bill. You have a good one. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see, all the way over to the east, I think that is. We'll go to WA2U, John, up there at Hinkley Lake. What's going on?
Oh, good evening, Jeff. WA2U and, let's see, Bob and I guess people on EchoLink. They've got more people on EchoLink than I think. We'll keep track. Had a good day today. Didn't do a whole lot. Been busy keeping the fire, I guess, going. And been working more on the CDs, putting the CDs in our bookshelf, so we're up to Always an Oscar, so maybe we'll get some of the O's put in there tomorrow. Kind of interesting music-wise how certain letters of the alphabet, we have more CDs of, we put them in these plastic bins we initially moved up here. And the S's, as in Sierra, took up two bins. And then there's other letters in the alphabet, there's hardly any. So it's kind of interesting. I know they spent a lot of time in developing the keyboard on a typewriter just because of that, so most letters used or whatever. Anyways, that's about it. I'm going to check in the traffic now, I guess, this evening. I'm putting a piece of traffic together here, and it's about 15 degrees. 15 degrees at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir up here in the town of Russia. So I'll turn it back over to you, Jeff, and hope you had a good weekend. I think you're up at camp. Boy, camp's only about 1,500 feet over here, and we don't get over there enough, but we're getting there. We'll get there. And I guess New York and some of the New England area and some other places have got a lot of snow. Kathy was very disappointed to hear that we didn't have much heading our way, so maybe that'll change. We still have a chance for more snow, which we'd enjoy. WA2U back to that. Good evening. Over.
Yeah, well, don't wish too hard. Your wish might come true. I don't know. If I was more of a snowmobiler, I think I would want some more snow, but I'm not too awful sad that there's not a lot here, at least right now. And, well, you know what that usually means, though, is come later in February and early March, and we get slammed with a bunch of it because we haven't had that much this year, at least in our section. You know, it seems like everybody around us is getting it, but our little spot here has been, relatively speaking, untouched, practically. So, all right. Well, good luck with the CD collection there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
N2OIQ, good evening, Jeff. KA2NZ.
KC2NBU.
All right, there's three more. We'll start with N2OIQ. Dan, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff. This is N2OIQ here. Not too much. Just got home here a few minutes from a meeting got here at the fire hall. The officers meet once a month. So we met tonight, and the meeting didn't last too long, 45 minutes, I guess, which is all right. And we're just, I gotta go pick up my wife, I gotta take her to work, because to need the vehicle, so I don't know, we gotta pick her up in a few minutes here. And we got about 8 degrees at the present time, and had an overnight low last night on minus 12, and a high of 16 today, and cloudy all day today. So, anyways, ain't too much going on. It was kind of a quiet day. Well, I should say that I had to go to calling hours today for a neighbor that passed away here over the weekend. Just over the hill here from us. A farmer, and we've known him for years and years, and yeah, I guess my understanding, he had a mass heart attack, that was the end of that. So anyway, so we paid our respects tonight for that, and then here in a couple of days, another neighbor down the road from us passed away too, so we're kind of busy with that, but anyways. And this coming weekend, Saturday night, we got the Lewis County Fire Police Association banquet over in the New Bremen Fire Hall. So that should be a good time. We got a few coming and a few guests, guest speakers, so we'll be in good shape. So, excuse me. So back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening. Talk to you later. N2YQ.
All right, Dan. Well, that's too bad. This time of year tends to bring out some heart attacks, too. People get shoveling or they get exerting themselves more than they're used to. And, well, I don't know if that was the situation there. But, oh, well, maybe that'll be it for a while. Then you won't have to go to many more, hopefully, at least not for a while. All right. Well, thanks, Dan. You have a good evening there. We'll catch up with you later. KA2, ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, hi Jeff. Everybody on board? I just came in. I think John was in there, and Ray, Dan, of course. I may have missed some. I just turned on. Anyways, it's we had a high of 20 today with a low of 6, plus 6. And it's been snowing likely all day long. Hasn't accumulated much. I don't think it's been even accumulated a full inch. It seems like it's just, it's not that heavy of snow coming down. So, just a little edge from that storm, I guess, moving through the Pennsylvania border and into New York. I don't know what the status of it is. I'm going to check here on the net here in a little while. Anyway, 7-3 Straw. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2ZNZ.
All right, Jack. Similar thing here. Snow's been coming down for a little bit here, but it hasn't, at least here in Boonville, it hasn't really amounted to anything. It looks like it's just flying around in the air and not landing or something. I don't know. Anyway, all right, well, thanks for checking in there, Jackie. You have a good evening up there, and we'll catch up with you later. Let's see, KC2 MBU, Ray, what's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff, and everybody listening to that. We've got 11 degrees up on the hill here, and we're just getting the website up to date, getting downloading pictures. Boy, oh boy, the internet's slow tonight. Over.
Well, everybody's probably stuck inside. you know, they're. What else can they do in some of this? With some of this weather bearing down on them down there. But all right. Well, thanks for checking in, and good luck with the website work. I know I got to do that all the time myself, so I know exactly how that goes. But all right, we'll catch up with you later, right? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, just a bit of work today. Got a bit of work to do here tonight. And, well, if you got to do it, now's the time of year to have to do it when it's really cold. You're stuck inside working is almost a blessing, I guess. So, anyway, that's about all I have to report. All right, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet? are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of radio amateur to use. I'd like to thank, I never did get the names of those first two check-ins, but KK4WJE and KV4JE, thanks for checking in. And then you had Bill, John, Dan, Jack, and Ray. So thanks, everyone, for checking in, and you all have a good night, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Stations that would like
to check in tonight, whether we're out traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations coming out, please. This is WA2U. Good evening, Jack. With traffic.
And 5AOW. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
This is N2WBX. Good evening. No traffic.
WA2U. John, did you say traffic or no traffic?
Roger. Traffic.
Okay, give it back to you. N5AOW. No, Bob. N2WBX. Oh, Dennis. N2MQP over my shoulder. Hello, Carol. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. And John, your traffic.
I have one for Pauline, N2KKL, if you'd like to take it.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. She comes in basically only, well, sometimes twice a week, but now I'm the only night I'm sure that I can catch her is Saturday night. Okay, I was working on another project here. You know how that goes. One project works in a while, the other one is sitting. Okay. Now I'm over to the proper sheet. Go ahead.
Okay, message follows. Number one, routine. WA2U, Remsen, New York. Check of 17, January 26th. Going to Pauline, N2KKL, Stockwell, New York. Phone figure 315-790-3793. Break. Hi, Pauline. We are fine. Radios and antennas are okay. Hope all is well with you. Figure 7-3, break. The signature's WA2U, and no more.
Okay. my pencil broke. I got another one here. Let me see what I got. I got 17. Yeah. Well, I guess I got it. You said signature is just your call sign?
Yes, I just put WA2 as the signature.
Okay. We can handle that. I'm Roger Savick, John. Thanks.
Thank you. WA2 back to now.
Okay, and hello to Kathy there as well. Okay, any other stations that would like to check in? We have a Ron Savick. Station is coming out, please. Thank you all for tuning in. Much appreciated, and thanks for the traffic, John. This is KA2000, 73 to all. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000.